Okay, we had another page on this website that talked about shield bidding and auction sales fast utter disdain for the practice. But I wanted to take just a few moments to go over what Louisiana's laws are with regard to shield bidding and to discuss some attempts that have been made to strengthen them. First of all, let me say shield bidding is illegal in Louisiana, but the problem is that the maximum penalty is only a $500 per item fine, which is absurdly low for real estate, particularly if you're dealing with a $500,000, $700,000 property. $500 is so minuscule, it is so small, that we would state, in fact, I'm going to go on record as stating, that it is so absurdly low that far from discouraging the practice, it is so incredibly low that it actually encourages the deployment of shield bidding, and that's particularly true if the auctioneer is close to meeting the reserve. On the previous page, we went into the example about the situation where the auctioneer has the vested interest to engage in shield bidding. We've got it up on this page again for you. I'm not going to go over it in detail, but the key point to realize is that whenever the auctioneer is within striking distance of the reserve, and by striking distance, it's basically within the buyer's premium range of the reserve, there is a huge financial interest on the part of the auctioneer to engage in shield bidding. Now, a focus got made on shield bidding in November of 2009 when Louisiana State Representative Damon Baldone registered at a high-profile real estate auction in Thibodaux, Louisiana. Representative Baldone subsequently alleged that a shield was deployed in an attempt to artificially inflate his bid from $675,000 to $725,000. He was at $675,000. There was a bid that came forth at $700,000. That would be the alleged shield bid. When Representative Baldone steadfastly refused to go to $725,000, all of a sudden an announcement got made that said, well, it turns out the $700,000 bid was not from a qualified bidder, so, sir, you're back in at $675,000. Now, it is interesting to note that Representative Baldone asserts that you had to put a $50,000 certified check in order to qualify to be assigned a bid card, so it's a little bit puzzling as to how someone could suddenly be deemed not qualified when you had such a rigorous requirement to be qualified. And that is what caused Representative Baldone to be convinced that a shield bid had been utilized for the purpose of jacking up his bid from $675 to $725, and the episode infuriated him. And quite frankly, if what he alleges happened did in fact happen, we at Auction Sales Fast do not blame Representative Baldone for becoming infuriated. Representative Baldone responded by introducing legislation in the form of House Bill 1439 in the 2010 Louisiana legislative session that would essentially criminalize the practice of shield bidding. It called for substantially larger fines, it calls for license revocation, and it did pose the potential for prison time for engaging in this practice. We at Auction Sales Fast, I believe sincerely that shield bidding is nothing short of an insidious cancer that threatens the very viability of auction. I think it goes to the very heart of what auction does, and that is to provide transparency about the marketplace. And I believe the use of shield bidding is an insidious cancer that threatens our very industry. We have a link on there that if you'd like to go in and watch, I made a decision to testify in favor of Representative Baldone's bill. I was the only auctioneer to do so. I've got a link on the website here that if you'd like to go watch that video testimony to see how everything went, you can see not only Representative Baldone presenting the bill, you can see my testimony in favor of it, you can see several auctioneers who testified against it, you can hear the names read into the record of all of the auctioneers who were there to testify against the bill. And I've also got on this website those representatives who voted in favor of Representative Baldone's bill. Those were three. And also the eight representatives who voted against Representative Baldone's bill. And it did die in committee by a vote of 8-3. So you may want to take a look at which representatives did not see fit to criminalize this practice, and I guess basically wink and nod and look the other way at the practice. You can let them them speak for themselves as to what their rationale may have been. During this same time frame at the Louisiana Auctioneers Association 2010 convention, a resolution was proposed to vigorously oppose Representative Baladon's bill. The LAA membership voted 27-1 with four abstentions, and I do want to point out the four abstentions for all intents and purposes are no votes, but nevertheless the actual vote was 27-1 with four abstentions in favor of the resolution to vigorously oppose Representative Baladon's bill. I am going to state that Robert Burns, myself, was the lone dissenting vote at that LAA convention. I made a decision thereafter that the LAA's, I was too philosophically at odds with some stance the LAA has taken, particularly in regard to this issue, and so I made a decision to resign from the LAA effective immediately after that convention, and I asked that my company, as well as my own, I ask any link to my company to be removed from the LAA website. Also, during the same time frame, I serve on the Louisiana Auctioneers Licensing Board, and at the May 2010 meeting, I made a motion to put a bill before the legislature to increase the maximum shield bidding fine for real estate from $500 to $10,000. The motion was defeated by a vote of 5-2. Myself and auctioneer Freddie Phillips were the only ones to vote in favor of that measure. It was interesting enough that at the very same time, Mr. Steve Proffitt, the legal counsel for J.P. King, which is arguably the most dominant real estate auction company in the world, he wrote a very scathing article in Auctioneer Magazine, which is the official publication of the National Auctioneers Association, regarding shield bidding. And I'm going to read verbatim. I'm going to take just a moment to read verbatim what Mr. Proffitt had to say on it. This is a little summation. The entire article went into far more detail about the whole practice, but this is the summation that he put within the article, and I quote, "Auctioneering is no longer the parochial activity that it largely was 60 years ago. Auction marketing has evolved into a sophisticated process that is now employed by skilled professionals to liquidate valuable property of every type. The old smoke and mirrors tricks like shield and phantom bidding were never lawful and should have never been tolerated. Today there is no room for these crooked practices, and auctioneers and the industry alike should strongly denounce them and all other activities that would undercut the legitimacy of the auction markets. The auction profession can never be stronger than the public's perception of it, and honest practices and ethical conduct are what the public requires in modern commerce." End quote. I cannot think of a better way to have stated the case against shield bidding than Mr. Steve Proffitt did, and I commend him and I commend the company, J.P. King, for taking such a strong stand on the issue, and we at Auction Sales Fast share that conviction. Now, subsequent to the failure of Representative Baladon's bill and the LAA convention and the LALB vote that I mentioned above, the auctioneer with whom I served for my first 2 years in the business, Dave Gilmore, he said, "The problem of shield bidding," and this is a quote, "the problem of shield bidding is a frustrating one, and I wish I had the answer, but I don't. I'm not sure it can be solved legislatively either." We at Auction Sales Fans agree with Mr. Gilmore, and as a result, we've decided to do what we can, and that is to provide what we call a no-shield guarantee. And that is what was explained on the other page of our website, and it is basically our best effort to provide every possible assurance to you, our bidders, that we are not going to be tolerant of shield bidding under any circumstances. So that gives you a little background of Louisiana's laws on shield bidding and efforts to try to strengthen them, and I very much appreciate the time that you have taken to listen to this or to look over it on our website. And despite this one drawback of auction, it does not in any way diminish my belief that auction is the most transparent, the most efficient, the most effective means of selling property, and we look forward to seeing you at one of our upcoming Auction Sales Fast auctions, and we want to guarantee to you there will be no shield bidding. Thank you very much.